Headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is James and Mia with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the ad campaign promoting Queensland's Big Build infrastructure plan is projected to exceed $2 million in taxpayer funds, approximately nearly $20,000 a day for 104 days. The opposition states that the Labor Party is leveraging the campaign to bolster its re-election prospects, citing a lack of confidence in its own achievements. The campaign is slated to conclude next month, just ahead of the October elections when Queenslanders will cast their votes. Queensland Communities Minister Leanne Enoch has recently come under fire for taking a $126,000 trip around North America with three senior staffers. The 10-day trip, claiming to serve the purposes of cultural diplomacy, involved business-class flights between New York, Edmonton, and Vancouver, and the group primarily stayed at expensive hotels and visited museums and galleries. Opposition spokeswoman Deb Frecklington spoke out against the minister's lack of priorities in a time where Queenslanders are struggling financially. In national news, the Snowy 2.0 hydroelectric power project has once again stalled as one of their three boring machines, Florence, had become wedged in hard rock and is struggling to move. Earlier in the month, Florence was accidentally turned too sharply from a straight to a curve and has only been able to make incremental moves since. It comes as another of a long line of delays to the project, which was planned to begin producing power in 2021. It may take months to unjam Florence, with sources saying that it was wedged in good and proper.
Australia's alpine ski resorts have turned to snowmaking with the season's opening weekend coming up. So far, there has been light snowfall that has very quickly melted, with no major snowfalls currently in the future, so resorts have taken matters into their own hands. Snowmaking combines chilled water and compressed air before sending it into the air, and the process started over the weekend. In international news, the International Tribunal for the Law of the Sea has made an historic ruling by finding that greenhouse gases form as sea pollutants. It's a major breakthrough for small, low-lying island nations who are threatened by the rise of ocean levels caused by global warming. The tribunal ruled that emissions from fossil fuels are absorbed into the sea and therefore counts as marine pollutants. The decision is described as historic, and experts say it will be influential in designing the future of climate litigation involving greenhouse gases. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.